In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, deep, and whose sympathy and love for mankind is everlasting. Hajj is a great act of worship. We have talked at length about many of the rituals, the symbols attached to it. There are a few which are left now. One of the important acts of virtue and worship that we do in Hajj is the animal sacrifice. Animal is sacrificed not just in Hajj, but also in the rest of the Muslim world, outside Mecca, in Eid al-Adha. It is in actual fact a symbolic way of expressing our feeling before the Almighty that, oh God, we are present here at your urging to actually do whatever you want us to do. Our life is for you. We are prepared to sacrifice ourselves for your sake. And we are symbolically giving an animal in sacrifice, which is in actual fact an expression of our feeling that whenever you will call us to do, we lay down our lives for you. We are going to sacrifice our emotions for you, our time for you, our money for you. Whatever we have, whatever we possess, whatever we own is yours. And therefore, symbolically, what we are doing is that like you had asked your great son, Ibrahim alayhi salam, to sacrifice his son for your desire, and he did not hesitate in doing it. Likewise, we, and therefore, as a result of what he did, you kindly enabled an animal, a lamb, to be sacrificed instead of his son. Likewise, now we are sacrificing an animal so that it may be taken as a symbol of our expression of sacrifice for you. So it is a great act of worship, which, if properly done, should actually inculcate and create within us the spirit of sacrificing for the Almighty whatever comes in the way of pleasing Him and whatever Satan tries to create as a hurdle between us and our God. After we have made the sacrifice, the heads of Hajis are shaved off. They either shave off their heads or they get the hair cut. For women, it's a small part of their hair that gets cut. It is actually symbolically expressing again that we have now come into your service. We have become your slaves. And we now declare ourselves to be in service of you, our master. That is exactly how it used to happen in the earlier days when a certain person would become a slave of a certain master. To symbolically express that reality, it used to happen that the slave's head used to get shaved off so that the Hajis, when they have gone through the entire exercise of Hajj and they have made the animal sacrifice, they then get their heads shaved off. And the end result is that they are expressing before the Almighty their commitment that they have become His slaves. And they are going to serve Him and going to follow His path and going to make sure that they make every effort to please Him and to not be led astray by Satan. So that what we have seen in this discussion is that a Hajj is a great act of worship which involves movement, a journey in the way of Allah. People coming from all corners of the world in order to show and express their strong commitment to the Almighty that it is He who is to be served and it is His enemy, Satan, who is to be opposed. Now what they confront during these 5 days is actually a number of symbols, shair, which the Almighty Himself has desired them to go through. Unfortunately, what happens is that most of the people who go for Hajj, because they don't realize what the significance of those shair is, they just go through the motions without realizing what it really means. And therefore, it is extremely important that in order for the Muslims to do their Hajj properly, they should make every effort to learn what the real meanings and purpose of those shair is. Because if they don't know that, they will not be able to do their Hajj as properly as the Almighty desires from them. They will not be able to throw pebbles at the Jamarat, the Satan, without realizing and knowing that what they are doing is in actual fact the great jihad against Satan and the evil ways. May the Almighty enable us to understand what real Hajj is, and may He enable us to do it and to follow it up with the right kind of attitude towards life, towards Islam, and towards the Almighty.